Years of litigation and pressure are paying off for immigrant families who've been held at a detention center in Berks County, Pennsylvania. It's one of only three in the nation where children unauthorized to live in the U.S. are detained. For more than a year and a half, Immigration and Customs Enforcement has held a group of women and their kids, some as young as three, inside the former senior center. As WHYY's Laura Benchoff tells us, a judge has now released four of these families, but ICE could pull them back at any time.
On a video conferencing screen at an immigration court in York County, a four-year-old boy appears. He's wearing a suit and coloring intently on a piece of paper while attorneys in a room 50 miles away argue over his case. There's no recording allowed in that court, so the boy tells me later in a restaurant near Reading what he said to the judge. I want to go with my mother. On Thursday, a judge released him, his mother, and a 16-year-old boy along with his mother. All fled violence in Central America and asked that their names not be used. A federal court decision in July found that all immigrant children in detention have the right to a hearing in immigration court. That's how a judge freed these families from the center, along with two others in the last 2 weeks. Immigration attorney Bridget Cambria argued their cases. She says their release comes at a time when the way the center runs is changing.
There's still long-term families. We have families around 6 months and under.
Since 2014, the Berks Family Residential Center has held dozens of families for more than a year. President Obama expanded family immigrant detention across the country in response to an influx of children and single parents from Central America. Cambria says the Berks Family Detention Center is now running more like it did before the surge.
It is converting sort of more into a processing center. It's mostly male, so we find that most of the people are passing and leaving and, you know, reuniting with sponsors.
However, ICE has appealed the release of families held there long term. The Board of Immigration Appeals has granted them a stay, meaning children and their parents who were just let go could wind up back in the center until the appeal is decided. ICE officials declined to comment on the pending litigation. In immigration court, the agency's attorney argued that under federal immigration law, the judges who freed them didn't have the right to make that decision. But at least for now, this four-year-old boy will be staying with a sponsor in Jenkintown. And because a judge sided with him, his mother will be there too. Laura Benchoff, WHYY News.